The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Introduction. How fabulous is this music, the violins? Tim Tebow joining us, Stephen A. Smith. I'm Molly Karen Rose. Tim, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful, and it's great to be with you guys.
Absolutely. You want to get right into it? Because I know yours was incredible.
It was incredible. It was incredible. I had an absolutely wonderful, marvelous Thanksgiving. And by the way, for 3 years in a row now, my Thanksgivings have been quite dandy, if I should say so myself.
Okay. Let's go there. Stephen A., I will start with you. In all seriousness, are the Cowboys in trouble? Because they've now lost 3 of 4.
Oh, yes. They're in trouble. Now, they're not in trouble in terms of missing the playoffs. They're going to win the NFC least.
Of course.
We all know that. They're going to win the NFC least. But like I told y'all before, just be patient. Just wait. They ain't going to let you down. 14 penalties for 166 yards yesterday. 14 penalties. Okay. Oh, by the way, you got a cornerback in Anthony Brown. Tim Tebow, you've been playing football for a lot of years on a collegiate level and obviously the pro level. You ever see somebody catch 4 pass interference penalties in the same game? One guy. Only to a Cowboy could that happen.
Not that I can remember.
Exactly. Only to a Cowboy could that happen. Only to a Cowboy. Okay. You got 4th and 1 on the goal line. And you call a hitch to Ezekiel Elliott, and he's sitting up there throwing it out to somebody. You got your tight end, Schultz. Forgot that his responsibility is supposed to be blocking in that particular sequence. He didn't block Adams, and obviously you got snuffed there. You look around it, and this is the thing that resonates with me. Ladies and gentlemen, on Saturdays, if I remember correctly, Tim Tebow, Jerry Jones was caught on sound saying, look, Saturdays, we have a meeting. And we take into account the fact we know who the officiating crew is going to be, and we know what their tendencies are. So you knew who the officials were going to be. You knew how they were going to call the game, and still you weren't prepared to deal with it. This is who they are. And so when I think about the mistakes that you make, and you gave up 373 yards passing to Derek Carr, and you got Hunter Renfrow looking like the second coming to Jerry Rice with 134 receiving yards on 8 receptions, DeSean Jackson looking like he's reborn, okay, catching deep passes, 56-yard touchdown passes, and over 100 receiving yards for the day. I'm thinking about these things, and I'm saying to myself, as I've always said to all of y'all, just be patient. Just wait. It's coming. And once again, it arrived on this Thanksgiving, and Christmas is next.
Wait a second. Steve, is that what you've been saying, Stephen A.? Because, you know, in this time of Thanksgiving and being thankful, you know, I'm thankful when we can look back at this wonderful year we've had of talking on all these Fridays and having great times. And yeah, I don't remember you saying exactly that.
Right now, the Dallas Cowboys literally have looked better than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right now, this weekend, in Kansas City, I think the Chiefs win.
Listen, hey, you can say that. I think the Cowboys are going to win, believe it or not. I really, really do think that they're going to win this game.
What type of win? Big win?
No, it's going to be a close game, but I think they'll find a way to pull it out. Listen, the Cowboys might not lose another game until the playoffs. What?
Did it end with another game? They won't lose another game till the playoffs?
I said they might not.
That's 2 in a row. Hey, you remember when I was saying, like, Kansas City, we don't need to jump off this bandwagon.
Yeah.
They're still pretty good. And, oh, they're terrible. Their defense, Mahomes, blah, blah, blah.
It's fluid.
They won.
It's fluid. You understand what I'm saying? It's a fluid situation.
Yeah, explain yourself.
This is what makes you.
You're on the Cowboys bandwagon.
Here's the deal. Tim Tebow was right. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to poo-poo that. What I'm trying to say to you is this. I look at the Dallas Cowboys. I looked at the weakness of this schedule, and they shouldn't have lost to Denver. They shouldn't have lost to the Raiders yesterday. Okay? I anticipated they'd win these kind of games.
Mm-hmm.
I stand corrected. Now, they had a bevy of injuries, and we all know that stuff, and Amari Cooper being out because of COVID. We get all that, and we wish him nothing but the best. We hope he's healthy, and he gets back. But the bottom line is that they have not met our expectations. And to be quite honest with you, I couldn't be happier to be wrong, Tim Tebow. Couldn't be happier.
Which is two amazing things, because Stephen A., let's be honest. You like being right, but I think you're happy in this situation, probably happier, that you were wrong. And yeah. I think that's what's funny about this situation.
That's right. And that's
is
exactly
you enjoy the misery
is.
Of right. Cowboy fans more than you like being right.
All right. I need to get the focus off Stephen A. This is too much for me, Tim Tebow. And I want to really focus on the Cowboys because in all seriousness, I thought we might be seeing Dallas at SoFi in February. We'd all be together having a great time. And Stephen A. would be crying and suffering. We'd probably have Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders around us, and it was going to be beautiful. We'd be broadcasting from Disneyland, and I was really looking forward to it. And now it's 3 of 4. First, it was the Broncos. That was concerning. Okay, I thought trap game. Then it was the Chiefs. And I was like, all right, maybe the moment was too big, a lot of injuries. And now this at home. Are they in trouble, Tim?
Well, I think they're in trouble on the defensive side. I think their offense is going to figure it out. Listen, when you don't have CeeDee Lamb and you don't have Amari Cooper, you're not the same offense. I think Tony Pollard has added so much to this team. He's such a good running back. If Zeke can get healthy, that 1-2 punch is a really good 1-2 punch. Their receivers, when they're healthy, they're all playing. I still think it's a dynamic offense that can make a run in the playoffs. I do think there's concern for this defense. I think there's concern for handling the moment, the pressure, everything we've talked about the last few weeks. So is there concern with this team of getting to the Super Bowl? Yes. But when they're healthy, can this team still do damage in the playoffs? I think so.
No, you can't do damage if your defense stinks. The fact of the matter is they're 24th in yards allowed. They rank the bottom 5 in pass yards allowed. They're 27th. This is what you walk into when you're going up against the Dallas Cowboys. And I think it's very, very bad for them that Anthony Brown got exposed the way that he did. If Derek Carr could target Anthony Brown, what you think Aaron Rodgers is going to do? What you think Tom Brady is going to do? What do you think Matthew Stafford is going to do? And then we've got to take into account the running ability of Kyler Murray, who'd we be talking about a hell of a lot more in terms of the wheels he has on him were it not for Lamar Jackson. Why are we raving about Jalen Hurts because the Philadelphia Eagles still aren't out of the playoff picture? Why are we raving about Jalen Hurts? Because of his ability to run with the football. People have looked at Lamar Jackson. They see what he brings to the table. And if you're a quarterback with wheels, offenses are utilizing that to their advantage more and more and more to move the chains and keep your offense on the field. All of those kind of things are the kind of things that the Dallas Cowboys have to concern themselves with. So, yes, DeMarcus Lawrence is going to come back. Micah Parsons is an absolute stud. We see overall that the defense is not as horrific as it was last year. Dan Quinn knows what he's doing on the defensive side of the ball. But you have a weakness that has been exposed. And when you can target a particular side of the field or a particular individual in that secondary, that does not bode well for you based on a competition that's going to be waiting for you down the road.
Listen, Stephen A., you're exactly right about the defense. They have to make some changes. They have to shore up some things. But their offense is still good enough to put them in games against the best teams in football. Listen, when you look at the matchups that they could face in the playoffs against the best teams, the Bucs, I don't like how they match up. The Rams, I don't like how they match up. Almost everybody else, I like how the Cowboys match up against them because this offense with Dak, and you're talking about, you know, using quarterbacks using their legs, Dak is still one of the best, especially in the playoffs, using his legs when he's willing to, he's got a big, strong body, and in the goal line red zone, the more they use him, I still think this offense is good enough to be able to get them a playoff win.
Yeah, they just got to get those penalties under control, setting a franchise record. And the schedule does get pretty easy the rest of the way. They got Washington twice, then the Giants, the Cardinals, obviously a tough one, then the Eagles. All of those outside of the Cardinals, winnable. Josh Allen back in the MVP combo, feasting on the Saints yesterday for 260 yards and 4 TDs to lead the Bills to a dominant victory in New Orleans. The Bills held the Saints offense to 190 total yards in the 31-6 victory. The loss extended the Saints losing streak to 4 games. The Bills team has had some questionable losses to the Jags and beaten down by the Colts. Tim, I'll start with you. Has Josh Allen proven he's an elite quarterback?
Absolutely. I don't even know why we're really asking this question. Molly, that's not a knock on you. Listen, this is coming, you know, absolutely from Stephen A. because he doesn't like Josh Allen. I just don't understand it. You like look right. at what this dude has done. He is a physical specimen. This dude is a freak. The last 2 years, he's got the second highest QBR in the NFL, only behind one dude, the bad man Aaron Rodgers. And then Mahomes is right behind him, and then there's a huge drop-off before number four. This dude is so talented with his arm. Yes, I get it. He's had three bad games this year. Every other elite quarterback has had at least two. All right, you can't find another quarterback that hasn't had a couple bad games this year. Yes, I get it. I understand that. But that's the NFL. You're going to have bad games. I love the way he bounced back last night. I think this team's going to make a run near the end of the year. I think he was playing his most confident last night. Even with a couple interceptions, you could still see the way that he's slinging it, the way that he's running, the way that he ran and gets flipped over and gets hyped for his team. I think this team has responded. I think the community has responded to him. And I don't know who you think you're going to go out there and get. I don't see anybody, you know, in the draft that you would say, hey, I'm going to take above this kid. I don't know who else you're going to find, you know, as a free agent that you would take above him. I think he's one of the top 6-7 quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think his ceiling is so much higher than almost anybody else's.
Tim Tebow, let me...
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Let me give you my perspective on, because I get where you're coming from, and I don't disagree with you based on what you're saying, particularly when you throw in there, well, who else are you going to get? When the question is asked of me in terms of somebody being elite, as a guy that's been in the business for close to 30 years, let me give you some insight on how I and many, many others actually cover a sport, okay? Because if you're smart, you defer to players and what have you, but not totally, because ultimately you have to compare the two. Like, I love when players say it's about team, it's about team, it's about team. If it's college, I'm with you. On the pro level, don't act like we get to ignore the individual expertise, because when you go to the negotiating table, you ain't bringing up your team. You're bringing up yourself. You're talking about what you're worth, what your value is. You're articulating why that is. That's how you get your money. So I say all of that to you to say this. When I look at Josh Allen, I would shock you here. Josh Allen, I happen to like the guy very much. I've happened to have had a couple of very nice conversations with him over the years. When he got into a little controversy coming into the draft, I was on the air the next day supporting the kid, okay? I believe in him, and I believe in his talent. I think his talent is big time. And obviously, you know how I feel about Lamar Jackson. Here's where it gets dicey. When you tell me elite, I'm not thinking about the competition per se. Now I'm thinking about the moments in which you perform that solidifies and cements one's elite stature. And when you are young and you're devoid of that, that's when I'm watching you. He won two playoff games last year. He beat Indy. He beat the Baltimore Ravens. Can't ignore that, okay? Lost to Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. No shame in that. But that's your 1 year after you started out a little bit rough the first couple of years. So you put everybody on the map. You sign a 6-year, $258 million contract. And then all of a sudden, when Super Bowl expectations are rained down upon you, you get blown out, okay? You lose a couple of more games, score 6 points against Jacksonville, get blown out by the Indianapolis Colts, and you're losing your division when you were a Super Bowl favorite to a team, albeit coached by Bill Belichick, quarterbacked by a rookie. And so when I look at it from that perspective, what I'm saying is, Josh Allen, you're an elite talent, no question. But guess what? When I call you an elite quarterback, it's because I'm going to be watching what you did in the postseason. And I'm consistent, Tim, because while everybody's always raving about Lamar Jackson, as well they should, because he's a superstar talent, okay,
when you talk to me about an elite quarterback, what's the same thing I always say, Molly? I need to see it in a postseason, Lamar. You got one victory over the Tennessee Titans last year. I respect that. But I need to see it in the postseason when it counts. Because when you are an elite quarterback, not an elite talent, but when you are an elite quarterback, you lead. And you lead a team to elevated levels. And that's what I'm looking for from Josh Allen. I'm not questioning his talent. I'm not questioning that he was deserving of the money. I'm not questioning his upside. What I'm saying is, when you want to call him an elite quarterback, come see me playoff time, and I'll answer that question for you more thoroughly.
Steven, I totally get where you're coming from. I was coming from more of the side. If I'm the Buffalo Bills, I have to invest in him. I got to invest in the people around him because I see how high that ceiling can be.
Yeah.
And I know what he can do because he's proven it for 2 years now. I know when he came in, there were some issues. I know when he came in, wasn't consistent, throwing interceptions. But what he's done for 2 years, second highest QBR, to be able to see that talent, I know I can't just go anywhere else and get it. So I want to invest in that, hoping he can take the next step from AFC Championship to possibly Super Bowl winner.
Well, I would remind Tim Tebow that Tim Tebow religiously teases me about what? You know, he had a few regular season games, but it's that damn 80-yard touchdown connection with him and Demaryius Thomas that he teases me about. That was a playoff game.
Yeah.
Okay, it matters.
And
so let's not act like it don't matter. You got to show up then. That's what I'm looking for from a Josh Allen and a Lamar Jackson.
Absolutely. And Josh Allen needs to limit the interceptions.
I agree.
Tim, by the way, the Jackets fly.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Quick take, let's go, Tim. Baker and the Browns face division rival Lamar Jackson and the Ravens Sunday in Baltimore. Is Baker making the right choice by playing?
I think he is. If he can go out there and he can play efficiently, effectively, I think the respect that he earns from his teammates is, you know, they know he's playing through pain. And I think that speaks volumes to his teammates, louder than anything that he says in a microphone or on Twitter or Instagram, whatever. And I think they know how competitive he is. And yes, there's been so much hoopla, and you know, we talk about him every week on First Take. I think he's making the right decision because he's showing his team how tough he is.
Tim Cosine, Stephen A. Tom Brady and the Bucks in action against Carson Wentz and the Colts, who are coming off a huge win over the Bills. This one in Naptown, who you got?
I'm going with the Colts, believe it or not. I think that when you look at the Colts right now, Jonathan Taylor is a leading candidate for
MVP.
He's already got over 1,100 yards rushing. He's averaging nearly 6 yards a carry. He's got 322 receiving yards.
Yeah.
And they've got an 11th-ranked defense. I think when you look at the Colts right now, on their home turf, particularly where they handled the Bills,
Kids a man amongst boys. Tim, the Patriots have been on an absolute tear. Don't look now. Winners of five straight. But now their schedule really gets tough. If they beat Tennessee, is New England officially a Super Bowl contender?
They are a contender before this game even starts. Listen, whatever happens this game, they are a contender. We've seen it for 5 weeks in a row.
All right, let's keep it rolling, guys. Back to Thanksgiving action. Wouldn't be Thanksgiving if the Dallas Cowboys weren't gracing your screen. And Stephen A. is surely thankful this holiday season. Falling to the Raiders in OT, 36-33. I must say, though, the refs came to play, too. The Cowboys, 166 yards, and Raiders, 110 yards, were each penalized 14 times. Now, prior to this Turkey Day outcome, our Sam Otto had high hopes for the star.
I think the Cowboys are the best team in the NFL. When you watch this Cowboys football team, they are playing offensively, statistically, and on tape like the best team in football. Defensively, they're playing like a top 10 defense. Remember last year, the defense was atrocious. It was horrible. Last year was a top bottom three in the league. And now all of a sudden, they're in the top 10 in the league. They're forcing turnovers. They're doing everything you would want a championship team to do.
Well, 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 it was all good just a week ago.
It's still good. It's still good, Molly.
It's good to see you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You don't believe that.
I do.
You don't believe that.
Best team in the NFL?
I still think they're in the contention. They're definitely one of the best in the NFC. We think about it. Think about it this way. Green Bay just lost to Minnesota. That's one, right? One of the best teams, right? The LA Rams on a two-game losing streak. One of the best teams in the NFC. Tampa Bay just lost to the Washington football team. So all these best teams in the NFC, the Cowboys have lost three or four, and they're still leading the NFC East. We're not talking about that, but it's true. That's how ahead of everyone else that they were. And so I definitely believe that the Cowboys are definitely one of the best teams in the NFL and still atop the NFC, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt.
You know, Tim Tebow, you know, Sam, I'm a boxing fan. Yep. You know, I'm a boxing fan, right? Not a boxing aficionado, but I know my boxing, okay? And I remember when Pacquiao got knocked out by Juan Manuel Marquez. Mm-hmm. He's about to take him out, but he got caught. You know, Mitt Romney, former presidential candidate, standing in his mouth aghast, oh, God, because he got caught with one blow, got caught right, put him to sleep, okay?
Yep.
But I also recall a dude by the name of William Joppy showing up at Madison Square Garden and getting the brakes beat off of him by Felix Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pacquiao just got caught. Trinidad slaughtered Joppy. I mean, Joppy was wobbling all over the daggone ring for crying out loud before he finally got finished. There's a way to lose. So when you bring up Minnesota beating Dallas, all right, or Tampa Bay and a loss that they may have had or whatever, that's entirely different than the Dallas Cowboys committing 14 penalties for 166 yards. Yeah. It's entirely different than the Dallas Cowboys surrendering over 500 yards of offense. There's two different worlds to this. It's not about going down because it always happens on any given Saturday in college football, on any given Sunday in pro football. It happens. But how you fall matters. And the sloppiness, the lack of discipline, the level of ineptitude, and the number of excuses that we heard from the owner to the coach to the players, I would say this cause to pause and to be concerned. Fly Jacket Tim, floor's yours.
Actually, you know what, Tim? Let me jump in here because I want to, Tim, let me redirect this conversation really quickly because I want to get more specific here. Are the Cowboys more likely to lose in the first round or make the Super Bowl at this point?
I think it's losing the first round, not because I don't think they're a talented team. I think they can win some playoff games. I just don't I don't like the way they match up to Tampa. I don't like the way they match up to the Rams. I don't like the way they match up to the Cardinals. I think all three of those have much better chances to get to the Super Bowl. That's why I think they have a higher chance of losing the first round.
Yeah, well, my thing is they're not playing those teams in the first round, right? They're not.
How do you know?
Well, let's say
Dallas. How do you know?
Well, just think about it. Let's just kind of process a little bit.
But it's let's get to the Super Bowl. Sam, right. It's get to the Super Bowl, not just win a playoff game. So it's either the Super Bowl or first round. Which are the higher percentage?
Right.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I'm with you. But think about this. Let's say the Cowboys win their division, which a lot of people think that they will. They'll be one of the top four teams in the NFL, right? Top four teams in the NFC. And when you're four, you're probably going to play five, right? Or three play six and so on and so forth. So the teams they'd be playing in the first round are the teams that are not division winners, right? These are teams, maybe the Minnesota Vikings make a push. Maybe who knows what team it is. Maybe the Eagles find a way and make a push and find a way in there. I think the Cowboys beat those teams in the first round, right? That's the first round. Then you go to the second round. Now you're facing a team like Tampa Bay. Maybe you're facing a team like Green Bay or the LA Rams, right? Teams that you might lose to, but also teams that you can beat. So I think the question of will they lose in the first round, I don't think that's likely. I think it's more likely that they make it to the Super Bowl because, by the way, yes, the Cowboys lost three of the last four, but they're also 5-1 against the NFC. So when the Cowboys are playing teams in the NFC, they know how to beat those teams. Yes, they lost to Tampa Bay. We get it. Week one, they lost by two, 29-31. But they also beat Minnesota. They also beat a Super Bowl team in the New England Patriots, a team that a lot of people are really excited about. And so I'm excited about this Dallas Cowboys football team because they can win in the NFC, number one. But number two, Stephen A., to your point about the issues that they have, because the Cowboys have issues. There's no if, ands and buts about it.
Yeah.
But they know what their issues are.
Oh.
They know their problems
and
are
part of it, part of it's injuries.
And now they need to address those issues.
Okay, I got it.
You
I
got it.
So they're knowledgeable about their problems.
Absolutely.
And that's what's going on. They were knowledgeable about the officiating crew going into the game. How did that help them? Okay, that's just ridiculous, okay, Sam? It's ridiculous, all right? I mean, that's number one. Number two, I don't know if y'all hear those footsteps, but I do. And it's the footsteps of the Philadelphia Eagles. Check this out, y'all. Over the next 3 weeks, although they're two games back, they still have another game to go on their home turf in the season finale against the Dallas Cowboys. The same Dallas Cowboys years ago that lost the final game of the regular season with the division crown on the line three consecutive years in a row. I mean, you can't make it up. That's what happened to them, okay? And now they got the Eagles coming up again in the season finale. But prior to that, Sam Archer, Tim Tebow, over the next 3 weeks, did you see the Eagles' schedule? They got the Giants, the Jets, and the Washington football team. You can't rule out anything right now. I'm starting to hear footsteps. I'm starting to hear footsteps in the NFC East.
Yeah, but
that
Dallas
tells
has
me
an easy
things
schedule
are
too,
not
okay?
nearly as secure as I thought they were going to be for those Cowboys. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but did you look at Dallas' schedule?
I understand that. But I also saw them lose three in the last 4 weeks.
And then,
it was to Denver. It was to Denver.
Yes.
Okay.
AFC.
And Kansas City.
AFC.
And the Raiders.
AFC.
And well, so, yeah, the Raiders had some problems.
Right. Yeah. And the Cowboys have some problems too. But there's the bigger issue is this. If you don't know what your problems are and you're losing, that's a really, really big issue, right? If you know what they are and then you address them, now you all of a sudden, now it's no longer negligence. Now you're actually addressing the root of the issue. I had an issue when Jerry Jones said we knew it was going to be called tight and we still went out there and it was going to be a highly penalized game. No, if you know it's going to be a highly penalized game, if you know the Hockey League crew is the number one crew when it comes to refereeing, when it comes to DPI and defensive holding, you need to adjust your game plan. So I have a huge issue with you just saying that you knew they were going to call these penalties. That's a problem. But I think the solution is Jerry Jones. Slide out the way and let Dan Quinn, let Mike McCarthy, let your defensive backs coach, let those guys come in and coach their guys to not make these same mistakes. It takes time. I get it. But these issues, you know what they are. Now, defensive backs, address them. Get to practice early. And change your yes, you can get to practice early and do these drills. Change your practice schedule. Yeah. What we're going to focus on 15 minutes a day practice on turning around
and finding the ball, holding.
These are things that you know what the issue are. Now your job is to address them. If you don't address them now, then you're going to be a
failure. Well, thank you, Professor Acho. I'll get to you in a second. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I don't know that 15 minutes is changing all of that. I think there's some personnel that needs to change, and I think also some scheme needs to change at times, being able to not put them in situations where they're going to do that. But I think the biggest thing is being able to keep your defense off the field in certain situations, is find a way to get off the field. Like in third down, you got to get off the field, and offense has to be able to capitalize on those situations. The biggest problem, yes, penalties are a problem, but the biggest problem is getting beat man-to-man coverage over and over and over again. I think that's the biggest problem, and I don't know if that's helped in 15 minutes.
And I don't know if it's helped by, oh, my goodness, we need to get to practice earlier, please.
Okay,
you sound
relax.
Like a damn elementary
relax.
School teacher.
You know what I think?
It's ridiculous. It's professional sport, fam.
I think they need to get healthy.
It's too late for all of that.
They're missing
and
bodies.
Going down.
They need to get healthy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Tim, we have a quick take for you about another big rivalry game, the Iron Bowl, going down tomorrow. Can Alabama, Tim, afford to lose a game, or do they need to win out to make the playoffs?
Personally, I think they could afford to lose a game. I don't think the playoff committee will let them lose a game. I don't think they can lose to Auburn, but I personally, if they lose to Georgia in a really close one against by far the top team in the country, I would still have them in the top four. I do not think the committee will have them in the top four because I think they're going to give it to Cincinnati, the Big Ten champion, and then I think also there's going to be a run between an Oklahoma State, a Notre Dame, and a few other teams that probably only have one loss, and I think the committee will go with them over a two-loss Alabama team.
Interesting. All the drama. I love it.
Split screen real quick because here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
They can afford to lose a tight game to Georgia. Nothing else. I agree with Tim there. Because you lost to Texas A&M, which was not a good loss as far as I'm concerned. And I'm paying attention to the fact that Cincinnati is now in that top four. And the reason why is that that tells me something about the committee this year. Even though we all feel like Alabama would be best, there's something about the committee this year that's letting us know we're willing to give somebody on the outside a chance, even at the expense of bouncing a traditional powerhouse out of the mix if it calls for it to do so. So I do believe that Alabama cannot afford to lose another game.
Okay. Plus a matchup that could shake up the college football playoff rankings. The Big House will be live with the Wolverines taking on the Buckeyes. Ohio State is holding steady at number 2. Michigan is 6. Harbaugh has never beaten Ohio State as a head coach, going 0-5 since he began in Ann Arbor in 2015. The 5 losses mark his most against any opponent in his head coaching career. These games have not been close either. Michigan has lost by an average of 19 points per game. Stephen A., point blank, does Harbaugh need to beat Ohio State to keep his job?
Yes, I'm going to make this quick because I want Sam and Tim to talk about this. You're 0-5. Michigan is 0 of the last 8 against Ohio State, and they've lost 14 of the last 15. That ain't a damn rivalry. That's dominance, okay? Michigan better stand up and step up because as far as I'm concerned, again, it's not the loss. When you get the job at Michigan, it's about beating Ohio State. If Jim Harbaugh doesn't do it this year, he never will. And that's where I'm at with it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think he needs to be fired. The only reason why is last year he renegotiated his contract and took a pay cut. And so you took a pay cut, and no, you haven't beat Ohio State yet. I get it. 14 out of the last 15, your school has lost, and you're 0-5. You're number 5 right now. You're the number 5 team in the nation right now. Your only loss was in a close one to Michigan State. And so, yes, I want you to beat Ohio State if you're Michigan. But if you don't, it's not warranting you to be fired or warranting Michigan to find a new coach.
Sam, you're absolutely right. This is the mistake so many people have made in the SEC because no one has really beaten Bama. So they fire their coach because they try to match up against Nick Saban in Alabama, which no one in college football history has ever done. You can't base it just off of if you're an SEC team against Bama, and you can't match it if you're Michigan against Ohio State. You have to look and say, hey, the program is going in the right direction. If we fire Harbaugh now, who are we going to get that is going to be able to make it any better? I don't see anybody out there right now. Mm-hmm. What you need to do is continue the momentum, build, and then one day possibly get over the hump.
I'll stand down to both of y'all. I'll defer to both of y'all because obviously, y'all know a hell of a lot more about college football than I do. I only saw Michigan twice this game. I only saw Ohio State twice this year. What I will say to you is this. They keep telling us when you get the Michigan job, it's about beating Ohio State. Tim, you're talking about a program. Sam, you're talking about a program. I'm with you if that's the criteria. I'm very big on meeting criteria. What's the criteria for the job you accepted? If it's being a nationally ranked program and being in the mix, I'm down for it. If it's beating Ohio State,
that's fair.
Jim Harbaugh has come up flagrantly
short. We're out of time. One word. Who wins?
Ohio State.
It's a good point. Good point.
And I like Ohio State in this one as well.
Tim, you like Ohio State too?
Too much firepower.
All right. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back.
Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. It's that time of the week, everyone, where we get you wins and get you paid because I care about you. It is Molly's deal. Let's get it started. And Tim, I'm going to start with you. Will Baker throw two or more TDs versus the Ravens this Sunday? Mayfield threw for one TD and two interceptions in his last game versus the Lions.
No, and it's not because they don't have success. I think it's because their offense is built around the running game. When they get close to the goal line, they're going to hand it off.
Stephen, at your turn, will Myles Garrett record a sack this week versus the Ravens?
Yes, he will. He's Myles Garrett.
Yeah, easy money. He's had sacks in every game this season except for two. Back to you, Tim. DK Metcalf going down to score a touchdown this week?
I think probably not. Not because he's not a freak and won't get open. I think because their offense is also one that doesn't get to the red zone a lot. And I think when it does, they will probably be trying to get the running game going or Russell with his legs trying to get it in. But, man, he's a freak.
No question. Another one for you, Tim. Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson going head-to-head. Who's going to have more passing yards?
Lamar. I don't know if it'll really be close. I think Lamar will be asked to do more with his arm. I think Baker and the Browns are really going to focus on trying to get this running game going.
Lamar averaging 272 pass yards. Baker just 217. Last one for you, Stephen A. Can Russell Wilson bounce back versus Washington?
I think he will. I think he's got that kind of ability and pride. I think Washington obviously is not going to be the same without Chase Young in terms of getting to the quarterback. And I think Seattle's got something to prove. They've nosedived. They know they need to win this game.
Two or more fast TDs? You're with
yes.
it? Okay. That's Molly's deal.
Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code FIRSTTAKE to play free for millions this Thanksgiving weekend with your first deposit. Just sign up with promo code FIRSTTAKE only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL.
All right, let's get back to those Dallas Cowboys. Sam Acho, I'm going to start with you. What is going on? They've lost three of their last four. What's their problem?
The problem with the Dallas Cowboys is Jerry Jones. And it's not owner Jerry Jones, right? The Dallas Cowboys, $6.5 billion franchise, number one in the NFL. It's not even President Jerry Jones. He's managing the team well. It's the general manager piece, the piece that he's always in these conversations saying, we need to run the ball more. We need to do this more. Jerry Jones, let your coaches coach. Let your players play. Have your valuation go up, and they'll be fine. But just get your little fingers out the way. That's my only issue with the Dallas Cowboys.
That is ridiculous. First of all, you was just on here weeks ago talking about them going to the Super Bowl. He wasn't a problem then.
He was the problem then. He was the problem
no,
then.
He
was absolutely
it.
The
Stop
problem
it.
Then. That's
Stop
the one
it.
Problem
Stop.
I said.
Excuse me.
Go turn the tape
Stop
back
it.
On, Stephen.
Stop it. The fact of the matter is, Kellen Moore, we've been bragging about Kellen Moore being a star as an offensive coordinator, right? So, excuse me, I don't want to hear that all of a sudden Jerry Jones is calling plays from the booth. I don't believe
it. But what he is saying is, hey, we need to get – remember last week, we didn't run against Kansas City. We got to
come on, man.
Run.
Stop.
Let Kellen Moore do his thing.
Nah.
Stop telling Kellen Moore what to do.
Let him in here, guys.
Guys, calm down. The biggest issue is this defense. It's not Kellen Moore. It's not Jerry Jones. Yes, Jerry Jones can cause more pressure on his team. Absolutely. And it's definitely not Kellen Moore. Their offense is really good. It's
right.
This defense getting stops. It's the penalties, the pass interferences, and getting off the field on third down.
Well, what I was going to say was, because I was just refuting his point, my biggest issue with them is Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy is the biggest issue. That's the biggest issue.
Why?
But,
why?
Excuse me. How come he didn't throw? How can he throw the challenge flag yesterday? I forgot which play it was early in the game. You could have threw the challenge flag. What the hell you call allowing that play to be called on a 4th-and-1 on the goal line instead of just giving the ball to Ezekiel Elliott to run it up the middle? Why were you doing stuff like that? And by the way, you're the overseer because the defensive coordinator answers to you. Does he not?
And who does everybody else
Mike
answer
McCarthy.
To? Who does everybody
it
else answer
Jerry
to? Jerry Jones.
No,
they
it's
all
not.
Do. So
no,
you can't
it's not.
Really coach the
hey,
way you
Stephen
want to coach. Because you got Jerry Jones.
Stephen A., let's be honest. If you were really telling the truth, you know that in your heart, you probably believe their biggest challenge, their biggest problem is the fans. Tell the truth.
You know what? I actually do believe that. I actually do believe that. It's the fans because they just get caught up and the expectations have the Cowboys feeling about themselves and then they fold like cheap tents when it
Michigan State Baylor next. We'll see you Monday with Michael Irvin. Goodbye, everyone.